It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pam Boyd. She is the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. And we made it through the Souls to Souls event here in Carbon County. So that means next up for the United Way, it's one of my favorite events. It's Day of Caring. Coming up on September 9th, we're going to talk all about that. If you want to be a part of it, what you need to do. And it's a lot of fun. Plus, usually once everybody's done, they have a big barbecue and a picnic up at the park. They've changed the venue this year and grouped with one of the local agencies, and we'll talk about that as well. Pam, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. Excited to talk about Day of Caring.
Well, before we do that, let's take a quick step back and let's talk about Souls to Souls. It was a great event. We had a lot of fun down there. How many shoes did you give away?
Well, all told, we gave away with what we gave away that day, and we had to do a few special orders, not very many. 370 pairs of shoes.
And that's awesome that you did that. It was even more awesome that you had them to do.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great day.
All right. So we'll look forward to that event again next year. But like I said, this event is one of those that we all look forward to every year. And it is the Day of Caring going on September 9th. Now, when are we going to get started?
We are going to get started at 7:30 in the morning. Everybody can gather at the parking lot at Lynn's. We'll give you a little breakfast and get you ready, get you assigned to a project, and send you on your way.
And once again, you said you're pretty full on major big projects. However, if somebody has something that's like a local residence taking care of a neighbor's front yard or something like that, you could probably accommodate them.
Yes, yes. You know, that's the great thing about United Way's Day of Caring is that we both do community events, large-scale events, you know, that we have. I use the phrase ants on a cupcake. You know, you have a project and you have a lot of people tackling it. And then we also have, you know, smaller groups that go out and help people get weeds pulled in their yard or get their bushes trimmed or, you know, trash picked up or whatever. But, you know, at private residences. And so, you know, we probably have capacity for a couple more of those. If somebody just is hearing about it now and they'd like to get a hold of me, they can reach out. But we have a good mix of both those big projects and those more intimate projects, and really excited to get out there and help people.
And as always, if you are thinking, gosh, this sounds like something that I would like to do, if you're a church or a civic group or you know, I know that the athletic teams at USU Eastern always come out. If you're one of the high school sports teams and would like to come out and all those things, you will take all the volunteers that you can get, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Everybody is welcome. And, you know, the United Way's mission is to harness the caring power of community. And, you know, Day of Caring is that in action. It's a great event, great opportunity to help, you know, the community at large and your neighbors.
And the best thing about, you know, it's always good to get together and get a group of people together and go and do this on this specific day. But I remember a few years ago when we were going through the pandemic and everything kind of shut down, they did something that was rather unique. And it's very true. And it still rings true today. You know, you don't have to wait for this day to have a Day of Caring, do you? You can do it any time of the year.
No, you know, just the idea of helping out the people that you share a community with.
So once again, this is all going down September 9th. They're going to start in the Lynn's parking lot at 7:30 in the morning. They'll kind of break up everybody between 8 and 8:30. You can go out to your projects. And then after, as I said, you've always done like a sack lunch or a barbecue or something at the park in Price, but you've switched it up this year and you are kind of partnering with one of the other local agencies.
Yeah, we are. You know, the Southeast Utah Association of Local Governments has a kickoff for their Welcome Week activities. And instead of having competing events, we decided to, more the merrier, you know, let's do a collaborative event. So our ending luncheon is going to also be their kickoff luncheon. So you can come get a sack lunch. We have baked goods coming, and we're going to have the conclusion picnic is great. It's a really fun time. A lot of people, you know, do their project and then figure they've done their deed, and they have. But you know what? You're missing out on a lot of the fun if you don't come to the end.
So you can always head out to that there, and that's usually right around noonish, right noonish. In there somewhere. And that's going to be at the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments building there. It's the Old Reeves School on Carbon Avenue. They'll be part of that, and go down, get your lunch, and meet up with some of them. And I know they've got a big event planned, too, for fun with for the kids, and come on out, and they'll have dignitaries speaking and all those kinds of things. So it's going to be a great day of local events. And if anyone has any questions, or maybe they have that small project, or they are interested in volunteering or anything like that, what do they need to do, Pam?
Well, they can email me at liveunited@uweu.org. They're welcome to call, which is 435-637-8911, or, you know, check out our website, which is uweu.org.
All right. Once again, coming up September 9th, it is the Day of Caring here from the United Way of Eastern Utah in our area. And if you're interested, you can always reach out to them, and they can kind of point you in the directions that you need to go. Pam, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks a bunch, Dave, and Live United.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.